Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4 o'clock hour, starting a little bit late. NFL free agency is completely, officially, legally underway. Jets have released Aaron Rodgers. And this from Adam Schefter. According to sources, free agent quarterback Russell Wilson is scheduled to fly tonight to Cleveland to visit with the Browns Thursday before being scheduled to fly to New York on Thursday night to visit with the Giants.
Russ is not going to turn any team around.
How about him as a backup?
Hate it.
Really?
Yeah, he's too. He's high sprung. He wants his own office. Yeah, it's kind of like the. I think the backup quarterback position is more personal to me because of like even what we were talking about earlier with. You know, just like I want a dude that just doesn't. I want a dude that rides a motorcycle to be my backup quarterback.
I want a guy who wins games.
But you have to have a certain swag about you, Hawk, because no one expects anything
unlimited.
Out of me. Hawk, no, I will punch you in your face. Nobody wants anything out of me until they want something out of me. You got to have some stank in you to be like, oh, okay, oh, Tua hurt? Oh, yeah, let's get it. Come on, y'all. This is my chance.
What do you want more than a guy who's unlimited?
Hawk, listen, we can lock up. I can drive to Boca. I know my feet are broke, but I can get in my truck.
Yeah, you got the handicapped spot waiting for you here at the building. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Here is what's coming up for the Cats. Tomorrow, they're in Toronto, 7 p.m. puck drop. By the way, if you check out Twitter today or social media, Panthers were at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. I've been there, and they're seeing their Stanley Cup and their championship display there at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. They're in Montreal on Saturday. Then they're in New York Sunday, take on the Islanders. After they play Sunday, they're off for 4 days. They get a 4-day break till Thursday. Next Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow, they're in Columbus. And then Saturday the 22nd, they're in Washington, D.C., and then they finally return home. Their next home game is Sunday, March 23rd. They will host the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right, let's get headlines with Solana here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. And Rams have officially released Cooper Kupp, by the way.
Any of you guys see this picture Omar Kelly posted today? It was sent to him by D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the NFL. Apparently, today was Georgia Pro Day, and Omar Kelly said that Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, the Dolphins brass, were at the UGA Pro Day. You guys see how McDaniel was dressed?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look like a typical NFL head coach.
His 22-year-old black dude look works when you're winning playoff games. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It would be very cute that he has on a $7,000 book bag, jeans, sweatshirt, hat if we were going to the playoffs and winning.
The backpack. What do you think is in that backpack?
Cheez-Its.
Play-Doh.
Adderall. And Play-Doh.
The lunch his mom packed him.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Maybe an Uncrustable if she got lazy.
Lunchables.
Animal crackers.
I swear his shtick was good until it wasn't good. We're sitting now.
It's who he is. He looks like a young kid though. He really does. Like, he doesn't look like a guy who's in charge of a multi-million-dollar, you know, roster that has to have everyone fall into line and whatever. But you can't cast aspersions based on a book bag and a hat and a hoodie.
Little Chan is in seventh grade. This is exactly how he goes to school every day. I'm not going to lie. He has the, you know, whatever, those little special Nike book bags with the little cute crap on the back. And he wears sweatshirts, but the sweatshirt hangs over the shirt they put on top. He's dressed like a middle school black child.
I'm not kidding. He looks like every private school's plug when I was in high school. As a private school kid in South Florida, every time a kid showed up to a party on a Friday night with that book bag, that hoodie, and that hat, You knew he had some dimes.
Let's get some Addy.
I'm not gonna lie. Little Chan wears the hoodie underneath something else, and the hoodie hangs over top. Like, he dresses like that to go to school. He's in seventh grade.
But how do you think other coaches look for pro day today? Like, you think who's the guy in Minnesota? A big buff guy.
O'Connell.
Yeah, O'Connell. You think O'Connell? He showed up in a suit and tie, or what do you think he's wearing?
Vikings dry fit shirt, jeans probably, or sweatpants, and Nike shoes, whatever endorsement shoes they have, to look like a coach.
What do you think?
No one wears jeans, off whites, and a hoodie with a $1,000 book bag on to pro day. It looked ridiculous.
Like Pete Carroll. What do you think Pete Carroll was dressed at for a pro day?
Team issue. Raiders polo, Raiders hat. What's those shoes? The Nick Saban Unlimiteds. What are they called? The little Nikes that everybody wears. That, like, team issued everything.
Well, who in the NFL as a coach do you think could pull off what McDaniel is wearing?
Ooh.
Cliff Kingsbury is the only one that comes to mind.
Is he still a head coach?
Cliff Kingsbury.
I guess he's not.
He's an OC for the Commanders. Yeah. What head coach could pull off what McDaniel has on?
Yeah.
And Andy Reid.
But we know what Andy's going to wear.
The Atlanta coach.
Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris could pull it off. I think we're being racist now because I was about to say another. I was going to say Mike Tomlin.
It's really unfair what we're doing because genuinely doesn't look bad. But we're just kind
of... He doesn't look like a head coach.
Right. He looks like he's walking to his fifth period algebra class.
Put up that picture again. I want to see it one more time.
He just got in-school suspension. He got some Adderall and dime bags in the little pocket.
But is that Chris Greer with him? That's not Chris Greer, is it?
No, that's not Chris Greer. Unless that's...
No, that's probably another... prestigious coach that has on team issued uniform.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Keep putting up 70 points. I'm good with it.
It's 2 years ago, Hawk.
Well, listen. You want to hate? You can hate.
Aaron Glenn could wear that.
But no joke, like, Stephen Ross, billionaire, always has on, like, the finest threads, always in a suit, button down. He's got to see this picture, and he's like, wait, that's the guy I'm entrusting my franchise to? Right? Like, business guy, multi-billionaire professional.
It's a new world, man. New world.
Is it?
Yes.
The coaches that were in the top six seeds last year will never wear that. To your point.
I mean, what do you think Nick Sirianni's wearing?
Nick Sirianni's wearing Eagles-issued equipment. He's wearing a dry-fit long-sleeve shirt. He's wearing sweatpants or jeans and Nike shoes that were issued by the team. Andy Reid. Team issue. Dan Quinn. I know Dan Quinn. Team issued. If we keep going down the playoff list, Team Hawk, all team.
Well, you know the white coaches. Guy that could pull that look off? He doesn't coach anymore, but Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians could have pulled that off.
I don't know if those clothes will fit Bruce Arians.
Well, he'd have to get, like, you can't get the slim fit, but he was rocking a Kango hat. Like,
yeah.
Bruce Arians.
Bruce could pull it off.
The Miami Dolphins have posted a thank you message for Javon Holland officially.
All right.
Javon had some hell of 5 years here, especially 2 years ago when Nick Fangio was the DC. Javon was one of the best safety seasons I've seen in a long time out of Dolphins safeties.
I think you called him Nick Fangio, but regardless, I saw Solana arguing.
What's his name?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I saw Solana arguing on Twitter with people because Solana was, you know, saying goodbye to Javon. And people are like, oh, you just like him because he was on the show. He stunk. And Solana had a great point. He had, in a very unmemorable last three seasons, Javon had probably the most memorable moment for Dolphins fans. And it was that pick six. And for that alone, you should thank him.
I'm surprised to see because even before – it was known he was leaving before free agency over the past couple months. Every time Javon tweets or anytime he posts something on Instagram, bro, like the vitriol from Dolphins fans, Dolphins fan accounts calling him a bum, saying you quit on the team, like, you know, just like hating on him. And look, I'm not saying he's going up in the Ring of Honor. And I get we have a tie to Javon. Like, I get it. But, bro, you're mad at Javon Holland? Because he wanted to get paid and didn't want to play through injury in a lost season where the Dolphins were 2-6? When Tua Tagovailoa went down week 2, Tyreek Hill admitted to quitting on the team and players weren't showing up to meetings for Mike McDaniel? Like, let's check our priority list of who we need to be upset at as Dolphins fans as we enter year 25 without a playoff berth or playoff victory. Come on, Javon Holland is at fault, is taking flack here? That's ridiculous to me.
The texter, because I'm thinking about it, the texter that texted in, what safety for the Dolphins was better than Javon 2 years ago, or even his tenure, Rashad Jones.
Yeah.
That's where I went to.
You're right.
Rashad Jones could play. Rashad is old. Rashad's retired.
Yeah.
Like Jeremiah Bell, Sammy Knight. Like, think about the safeties before Javon and see if you really want to criticize Javon Holland.
I think they're just mad because he didn't play through injury this past year, which he didn't. Like, I'm willing.
Well, he had his most recent season was probably his worst season out of all of them in his Dolphins tenure. Oh, yeah. And so people go, oh, he checked out or whatever. But it was what it was. Like, we knew, he knew he was on the road to getting a massive payday. He wasn't going to get it from the Dolphins because they had ample opportunity to try to lock him up earlier. And it never came. And so this was so telegraphed that you had blinders on if you didn't realize it.
Trying to see if there's any other big news in the NFL. I mean, it's just coming in now because the league year officially started 22 minutes ago. Diana Russini tweets out that Vikings decision makers are evaluating their options at quarterback, including the possibility of signing Aaron Rodgers. The four-time MVP is intrigued by the idea of playing in Minnesota. For now, it's a waiting game, sources tell Mike Silver and Diana Russini of The Athletic.
I think that's Aaron Rodgers' camp trying to make it seem like there are more teams interested in him than actually are. I think he's got a very I think he's kind of finding out what Bill Belichick found out. We're good.
And I've been saying it. I don't think he's comfortable being a backup. I don't think he's coming in to help a team. I think he needs to be that guy. And you're not, you don't have the ability of that guy anymore. And that's a revelation to a Hall of Famer, which he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I think there's only two teams probably that could offer him the starting job. And if the Giants offer it to him, they still are going to try to get Cam Ward if they can. And if the Steelers offer it to him, I mean, we saw it last season. I don't think Mike Tomlin has any problem pulling out a starter if he thinks it's not working. So I think both of those would be tenuous. It would be performance-based. Minnesota, I think you kind of have to go towards J.J. McCarthy this season. You can't do that for a second season.
I love you brought up Minnesota. Like, I think Cam Newton, honestly, to this day, I think Cam could still play in the NFL. But I don't think Cam can go and back up J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
Because he's Cam Newton.
Right,
I think Cam is the closest thing we've seen to an Aaron Rodgers, you know, since like Tom Brady. Could Tom Brady have played last year as a backup and just back up some young dude sitting meetings all day? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would take him as Tua's backup right now. You tell me that he needs to play three games in a season? Sign me up.
As we speak, but I think there's certain personalities, certain people, certain names, certain resumes that can't be a backup, and I think Aaron Rodgers falls in that category.
Would be funny to see him go to Minnesota. Same exact thing that Brett Favre did. Played his entire career in Green Bay, went to New York, stunk up the joint, went to Minnesota after, which are obviously NFC North rivals with Green Bay. Like, it's literally exactly what Aaron Rodgers did, or Brett Favre did.
Even Brett wasn't with that. I'm about to go back up some young dude. Yeah. Brett was a starter in New York. We ended up beating him week 17 to go to win the AFC East, and he went to Minnesota to start. Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere to go help some young dude play. I've been saying it for weeks now. That's not him.
Seems like people still think he has more left in the tank.
Well, again, statistically, he did not have a horrible season last year. He actually had a very good season.
Yeah.
Hawk said it. We said it last week. I think you made us pull up the numbers. He had a better season than some starters in the NFL last year. Yeah. If you look at just numbers.
All right. I'm just,
Aaron Rodgers is going to throw 25 touchdowns. If you let him play 17 games, guaranteed.
Agreed. That's a given. Yep.
That's easy.
Just trying to shuffle through like all the signings, because everything that was reported are now is now becoming official, so it's hard to kind of figure out exactly what's new and what's
not.
There's
not much new right now.
Yeah. All right, well, how about your local headlines? The Miami Heat do play tonight, 8 p.m. versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers, of course, on the second night of a back-to-back. The Heat obviously trying to end a losing skid. The Panthers lost yesterday, as Hawk mentioned. Inter Miami's at Cavalier tomorrow in Jamaica. Javier Mascherano confirmed this morning Messi will travel. Doesn't mean he's going to play, but at the very least, he's going to be there. And the Marlins yesterday, Hawk, you sent me this, announced their bobblehead schedule for this year. Conine.
Yeah. Celia, love a bobblehead.
Celia Cruz. That's
you know Will Manso will be there for that one. Will Manso loves Celia Cruz.
Basura.
Basura. No, it's azúcar.
He said azúcar. You heard basura?
Oh, I thought he said basura.
No, I said azúcar.
Bro.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I'm not so certain. Play it back.
Run the tape back. Run the tape back.
I mean, you will get kicked out of Miami Lakes Hialeah if you're yelling basura when they're playing Celia Cruz.
Like, never.
I'm sure you didn't yell that because I was just kind of doing call and response. But the moment I said it, I was like, wait a second, it's azúcar. Mm-hmm.
I think he said azúcar. I think he did.
All right. Yeah. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Jimbo. Jimbo. He tried to get in, Jimbo.
But as far as bobbleheads go, Celia Cruz is fire. Jim Leland is fire.
Oh, that's a great one. And hopefully, Jack, I was going to say, hopefully, like, it looks grizzled.
Well, Jack McKeon has to have a cigar in his mouth, right?
Oh, for sure.
Has
for
to.
Sure.
Yeah. No. 2025. Nope.
Doesn't matter.
I will pay you $1 million if you can find a picture of Jack McKeon in the dugout without the cigar in his mouth.
I don't think he had it in the dugout. I think you owe a lot of people $1 million.
Hey, no, Hawk, don't mess my money up, Hawk. Don't mess my money up. Challenge taken. Watch this.
Well, I'm already in the hole $1 million with the hospital bill from last week, so I owe you. Hey, why is Xavier Edwards, and no disrespect to Xavier Edwards, but why is Xavier Edwards getting a bobblehead, Hawk? Like, what does he have to do
with this? You've got to have a current Marlin getting a bobblehead night.
Gotcha.
So you look at the roster and you go, okay, well, Sandy's going to be traded, there's only one Matt Mervis fan, and so I'm not certain he's going to drive all the way down. So you go with Xavier.
And I don't have an in on this, Solana. He's one of our best players, and he does all kind of baseball camps. He's from South Florida. He funds a school up like South Broward, some kind of.
Oh, that's
of
how I didn't know all that about him.
He's a Xavier. I've talked to him a number of times. I actually have his damn phone number. He's a great human being, even though like we know what the roster is, and I hope he's not listening right now. But he's a good dude, even though you know our roster is not amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to take shots at him. It's just funny, like. Marlins legend, musical legend in Celia Cruz, Jim Leland, managerial legend with Jack McKeon, Luis Castillo, maybe the best second baseman in Marlins history, and come out for Xavier Edwards.
Again, you got to have someone currently playing.
Just text them basura.
No, my God. I literally have his phone number. Now we're killing him about his bobblehead.
Yeah. Finally, guys, maybe you guys can shed some light here. Crowder, I think you fly Southwest, but everybody's very upset online. It's been all over my algorithm that Southwest Airlines announced they're ending their free checked bag policy after 45 years or 54 years.
I mean, it's what they were known for. They were known for you don't get a seat and you get two free check bags.
Yeah. One of the worst airlines ever. Spirit,
I mean, that's equivalent
Frontier's
to, oh, don't even put Spirit in the same sentence as Southwest. But the two free check bags, getting rid of that would be akin to raising the hot dog price at Costco. Like that's how ubiquitous it is doubling with Southwest.
Doubling it. Like two, if you check two bags on Delta or United or something, that's $150.
Nope.
Who's checking two bags though?
People that don't wear Daisy Dukes and them little tight shirts.
I no joke. Like I've traveled to Europe for a week. I'm not checking two bags. It's like, who am I?
I'm leaving for Europe tomorrow. I have six bags so far. I think I need two more. But like, I travel like the mother in Titanic.
Yeah. How many bags do you take? I see you taking bags, boy.
I take one.
Like what? I'm Lady Gaga.
Right on the verge of that 70-pound mark, aren't you?
Probably.
All the quarter zip. Yeah.
Oh, what are you taking, Hawk? Four pairs of cargo shorts and four LL Bean sweatshirts.
I can't even wear cargo shorts. It's too cold there.
Yeah.
But I bring artwork. I do. I travel like Titanic. So I bring I like to put it up on the hotel wall. I bring Lady of the Ocean pendant.
I bring fishing equipment with me sometimes.
You do?
I got like I got these telescope rods. So, you know, that they pack up like 2 feet and then you can pull them out, bring reels, bring lures, hooks, different things. That's what makes my bag heavy.
I mean, don't even get me started traveling with lures. No. Okay, Ben Winkleman.
Asia gives me hell because now I have a bag packed with, you know, just the weight of the bag is all lures and stuff. And I just got to do it, man. I want to enjoy vacation. Ridiculous. I don't want to go out.
Patently ridiculous. Stop at a bait shop. I mean, just stop at a bait shop where you're going fishing.
Oh, I need mine. They don't even have braided. They don't have braided line in Jamaica. I like braided line. I like fluorocarbon. They don't have fluorocarbon in Jamaica.
Explains what McDaniel's carrying his book bag around for.
He's got lures.
He got a bag of fluorocarbon.
Your weather from the
Dominican. Imagine how bougie you sound. I got to bring my own braided line to Jamaica. They don't have braided lines in Jamaica.
Because my topwater lures don't work the same with monofilament.
No one knows what you're saying. And none of that is true, by the way. Fishing is all
luck.
It's
very true.
Nah,
text in, text talk, because I can't even see.
I'll tell you what. You know, you should pack one loaf of Wonder Bread and you ball up a little. I remember this from when I was a kid. You ball up a little piece of bread. That's all you need to catch any fish. Catch a snook that way, a trout, whatever you want.
Oh, my jerk baits work different when you have a fluorocarbon leader tied to the braided line because it doesn't stretch. Those don't stretch.
I mean, they've got you hypnotized. You know, this is the cutesy stuff that I talk about, you know, where you start to believe that you need this crap. You know, they tell you how important it is. I need a chlorofluorocarbon and I need minoxidil and I need all this. In the meantime, all my ancestors were fishing with a little piece of bread on a hook. And sometimes we made the hook out of a stick. You know who was catching fish after fish? Tom Hanks in Castaway. He didn't have more moral fluorocarbons.
I went fishing with Solana. He ain't worth a damn.
I outfished you, but whatever. I don't want to rehash it.
Oh,
I outfished
Jesus
you.
Christ.
I didn't.
If you're going after, you know, the big game fish, you just put a whole Hawaiian roll on the hook. Fine.
Just bread.
Bread.
Bread catches every fish in the world.
Oh, my God. If you want to catch real big fish, you stop at Wawa. You get a couple hoagie rolls. You're set for the day. guy's wasting money. Twine. I need braided twine.
So in Ketchup Marlin, you need a hoagie roll.
Hoagie roll. That's right. Hoagie roll.
Oh man, I saved a lot of money throughout my life.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Gorgeous afternoon. Not a cloud in sight, actually, as I look up. And it's going to be a little chilly tonight as well. That's your weather.
He walks into the bait shop. They're like, hey, we got that line. It's all knotted up. Yeah, tell him it's called braided. Double the price. This sap will buy it. Hey, Phil, what happened to the line with all the knots in it? We sold it to some guy. Told him it was a braided line. Told him it would help him catch a crappie.
Fluorocarbon. It's invisible.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'll tell you where I'd go. To Watanel.
Hawk and Crowder.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Funny text in. Crowder, lots of people know what you're talking about. Hawk will be the first one to starve when Skynet takes over.
Hawk, don't come over here trying to get no fish out of my lake if things go downhill.
Yeah, listen, you're going to use that braided line to take yourself out because I'm going to be eating all the fish with my hoagie rolls.
don't try to get my fluorocarbon. Don't try to come over here and get my
jerk. I don't want your fluorocarbon. I got a loaf of butternut bread, and I'm good to go.
My fluorocarbon, my hooks, no, Jack. Yeah.
Solana, we got a little...
Hey, Hawk, let the avocado toast place close. What are you going to do for breakfast? I know what I'm going to do.
Let me have a little 15 minutes of heat, Solana.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
It's brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now at Hollywood Kia, you get the star treatment. The number one Kia deal in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
By the way, before I give you the lines for tonight's Heat game, Miami Dolphins sent out a press release. They have re-signed four players, Quentin Bell, Elijah Campbell, Jackson Carmen, and D. Eskridge.
Excitement?
Heat and Clippers tonight. Heat are 2.5-point favorites. Here's some props. James Harden. You want to guess James Harden tonight?
25.5.
24.5. Good guess. How about your guy, Bogdan Bogdanovic?
20.5.
14.5. Oh, they have Derrick Jones Jr. on that team? I didn't know that.
Airplane mode.
9.5. You want to guess Khalil Ware?
I don't even want to say his name. Lost me all that money. 2 points in the whole game. 7.5.
8.5. I mean, he can't do that again, right? I mean,
he's going up against a really good defender in Zubats, who's been dominating over the past like 16 games.
And Spo's not going to play him. Spo's going to take him. He's going to play 21 minutes. Like,
who's he going to play? He's not playing him. Who's he going to play?
I see it. He's going to play Terry Rozier. That's who he's going to play. I've seen what goes on with this.
I don't even see any
situation.
Props for Rozier. Is he playing tonight, Solana?
He missed practice yesterday, so he's listed as probable. No word yet.
Tyler Hero, over under. You want to guess?
24.5.
22.5. Bam.
Same thing. 22.5.
19.5. Andrew Wiggins.
I'll go over with Bam.
Over 19.5?
I'll go Bam? Over 19. That's a front.
Oh, I was looking for 3-pointers made. Bam doesn't have a prop for that. Why not? He's usually at a half. No prop for him.
Did you watch him leave his? Did you watch him leave his hand in the air when the ball didn't even touch the net? Yeah, that's why it's zero.
I've been known to do that in the backyard. That's my move.
Draws. Soof. Huh? You didn't even touch the net.
What's that guy's name? Zubaz.
Yeah, Zubaz.
How about a Zubaz out of Bayou double-double parlay, just like I did Harden and Zion yesterday?
I don't even know what Zubaz looks like.
Well, he's minus 400 to have a double-double.
He's balling.
Wow, to bet them both to have a double-double, him and Bam would be only minus 120. My double-double yesterday was plus 800, so yeah. I can't goof around. You don't think Harden has another double-double in him, do you?
Well, I do, just because who's playing? No Norman Powell.
Don't you just think he's going to be tired? Like, don't you think his shot's going to be off? He's going to be tired.
And he's in Miami for sure. Hit up a strip club last night.
Yeah. He didn't get in last night and just go right to bed.
Oh, yeah. He loves Miami.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bet the unders. Atmosphere. Yeah.
Hard and unders tonight, man. Anyway, Heat game tonight. You can hear it here on 560 WQAM. It's an 8 p.m. tip at the Kaseya Center, which means pre-heat will begin at 6:45 tonight with Solana and Tommy Tighe. And then you'll have Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.